It takes a village. There may be some here who are not familiar with our tradition of personal anonymity at the public level. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. Thus, we respectfully ask the AA speakers and AA members not be photographed, videotaped, or identified by full names on audio tapes or any published or broadcast reports of our meetings, including those reports on the internet or other media technologies. The assurance of anonymity is essential in our efforts to help other problem drinkers who may wish to share our recovery program with us. Our tradition of anonymity reminds us that AA principles comes before personalities. We have an agreement with an outside vendor, Smile God Loves You Media Services, to offer for sale audio recordings of this event. You can purchase a recording on a thumb drive, a link to an MP3 or CD outside the room at the Smile God Loves You table. Our reader for this panel is Elizabeth C.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm an alcoholic from Area 18, District 4 in Star. Good. I'm reading Bob P's talk at the closing of the 1986 GSC. I echo those who feel that if this fellowship ever falters or fails, thank you.
Right into the mic.
Okay, is that better? Okay, it will not be because of any outside cause. No, it will not be because of treatment centers or professionals in the field or non-conference approved literature or young people or the duly addicted or even the druggies trying to come to our closed meetings. If we stick close to our traditions and our concepts and warranties, and if we keep an open mind and an open heart, we can deal with these and any other problems that we have or ever will have. If we ever falter and fail, it will be simply because of us. It will be because we can't control our own egos, nor get along well enough with each other. It will be because we have too much fear and rigidity and not enough trust and common sense. I mentioned rigidity. If you were to ask me what is the greatest danger facing Alcoholics Anonymous today, I would have to answer the growing rigidity that is so apparent to me and many others. The increasing demand for absolute answers to nitpicking questions. Pressure for GSO to enforce our traditions. Screening alcoholics at closed meetings. Prohibiting non-conference approved literature, i.e. banning books. Laying more and more rules on groups and members. The decline of the church at the end of the Middle Ages was symbolized by their neglect of human suffering and the souls of sinners to argue in their conclaves over how many angels can stand on the head of a pin. My friends, at our conclave this week, I heard some arguments over how many angels can stand on the head of a pin. And in this trend toward rigidity, we are drifting farther and farther away from our co-founders. Bill, in particular, must be spinning in his grave, for I remind you that he was perhaps the most permissive person I ever met. One of his favorite sayings was, "Every group has the right to be wrong." He was maddeningly tolerant of his critics, and he had absolute faith that faults in AA were self-correcting.
Okay, our presenters for this panel are Gabriel C., Area 8 DCM, Remote Communities, Claudio B., Area 7 Delegate, Adrian O., Area 8 Delegate, Nathaniel R., Area 5 Grapevine Lavinia Chair, and Benenice M., Area 3 DCM. Our timer for this panel is Big J.
Hola, or aloha, wrong one. Aloha. My name is Big, I'm a recovered alcoholic. I currently serve Area 42 as a GSR trainer for the North. I'm currently serving also as alternate DCM for District 6. And thank you for this opportunity. I have a home group also. It's called Vast Amount of Fun, and it's in Gardnerville, Nevada. For this session, each of the presenters will give an 8-minute presentation. The green light comes on immediately after the presenter introduces themselves. The yellow caution light comes on after 7 minutes. And the red light ends the presentation. If the red light turns on, we will thank the speaker with a warm applause. If the presentation is being interpreted, the time will be doubled to 16 minutes with the yellow light at 14 minutes. Sharing from the floor, microphones will be timed at 2 minutes, the yellow light comes on at 90 seconds, and the red light at 2 minutes, followed by a loving applause. If the speaker is being interpreted, the time will be doubled to 4 minutes with the yellow light coming on at 3 minutes. Thank you.
This isn't as easy as it looks. I'm just saying, okay? All I have to do is read the words. I don't know why it's so complicated. So introduce each presenter with their topic separately. Okay, I'll do that. Gabriel C., the General Service Conference, does the fellowship feel represented? Claudio B., plain language big book, what comes next, Spanish, French, and beyond? Adrian O., Lavinia, is it an equal partner in AA? Nathaniel R., Grapevine in 2026, it's AA, is AA's meeting in print still relevant? Bernice M., conference priorities, visioning the future or managing the backlog? And first up, we have panel 6, presenter 1, Gabriel C.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gabriel, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is 3/18/2022, so I'll be 4 years in about a couple of weeks. My home group is the Triangle Fellowship in the city of El Centro, California. I'm with District 9, which is the Imperial in Area 8, San Diego, and Imperial County. And I am honored to participate in this panel and reflect on the General Service Conference and the question of whether the fellowship feels represented. When I was new to service, I didn't fully understand what the General Service was, but I certainly had an opinion about it. That opinion often sounded like, I'm not sure they're speaking for me. Over time, I learned that this question, whether the fellowship feels represented, is not only common, but essential. It invites us to look honestly at how our group conscience functions and how we participate in it. The General Service Conference was never intended to function as a parliament or a political body. It was designed as a spiritual process, a place where the group conscience of Alcoholics Anonymous can be expressed. Representation does not mean that everyone agrees or that every decision aligns with our personal views. I've learned that the hard way. It means that members have the right to be heard, trusted servants have the responsibility to listen, and decisions are made with humility and concern for the welfare of AA as a whole. Within this structure, the General Service Board brings responsibility upward, the fellowship brings the experience downward, and the conference becomes a meeting place where these perspectives come together and we can find common ground. This is the ideal. And like all ideals in AA, it is something we practice rather than perfect. There are understandable reasons why some members do not feel represented. Many in my home group don't fully understand what the how the conference works. Others only hear about it when controversial issues arise. Some encounter decisions that don't align with their group's conscience. In our meetings, a familiar question sometimes comes up. What is general service going to do for us? Yet often, the same members asking these questions have little understanding of how general service operates or what responsibilities the groups themselves hold within this structure. When we don't understand our role, it becomes easy to feel disconnected. Sometimes when members say they don't feel represented, what I've come to believe is that underneath that statement is a desire to feel heard. And those aren't exactly the same thing. Feeling heard means that my group's conscience had a clear path into the structure, a way into the process, that our GSR brought it forward, that our district discussed it thoughtfully, and that our delegate carried it to the conference floor. But I've also noticed something else. At times, the strongest reactions come from those who don't fully understand how the process works. There can be condemnation prior to investigation, knowing just enough to feel certain, but not enough to see the whole picture. I recognize that tendency because I've had it myself. When I feel that rising up, I have to pause, I have to pray, seek deeper understanding, and remind myself that I may not see everything that is involved in a decision. Representation in AA is not a direct democracy. It is a system of trusted servants, selected by the groups and entrusted to act for the good of the whole. That requires trust, and trust requires relationships. When AA members never hear a GSR report, never attend a district meeting, or never listen to a delegate's report, it can begin to feel as though decisions are happening somewhere out there. But the conference is not some distant body. It is us. It is made up of members who come from home groups just like mine and just like yours. I have also learned that sometimes I don't feel represented because the outcome challenges my perspective. It makes me feel like the outcast. But one thing I've learned in AA is that it's not all about me. Our common welfare should come first. The conference may see a broader picture than my local group can see, or than I can see at this point. When what feels unnecessary to us locally may serve a need nationally or internationally, and I may not always understand it immediately. That doesn't invalidate my group's conscience, but it does remind me that Alcoholics Anonymous is bigger than my home group, bigger than my district, and bigger than my area. I live in a rural district where the nearest area committee meeting is about 150 miles away. And I make that drive because I understand how important it is for general service to reflect the fellowship and for the fellowship to reflect general service. I've watched area officers and DCMs travel those same distances so districts stay connected and no group is left out of the conversation. That effort matters. It prevents isolation and allows the conference to better understand what is happening in our rooms. AA has taught me that rights and responsibilities travel together. The conference has the responsibility to listen carefully, remain spiritually grounded, and stay accountable to the fellowship. At the same time, the fellowship has the responsibility to stay informed, elect trusted servants thoughtfully, and engage in the process rather than react to it from the sidelines. For me, feeling represented has grown in direct proportion to my willingness to put in the footwork, to understand the structure and participate in it. The more I learn about how it works, the less mysterious it becomes. And the less mysterious it becomes, the more I see the spiritual safeguards that are built into our program. Safeguards designed to help us remain humble servants rather than powerful authorities. Bill W. wrote, "We are by God's grace responsible for the future of Alcoholics Anonymous. That responsibility is shared. among the membership, the conference, and the board. It belongs to all of us. So when we ask, does the fellowship feel represented? I can say that I do, because I've seen general service and the area, along with Adrian and everyone from San Diego, which, I mean, I'm truly grateful that for everything you guys have done for me and for the suffering alcoholic of Imperial County, because you guys do show up. We've had we had a function last year in February, and more people showed up than our locals from San Diego. It was like, they show up. They really show up. So where was I? Okay, so I'm going to start. I'm going to go here. So when we ask, does the fellowship feel represented, I can say that I do, because I've seen general service meet us halfway when we're willing to show up. I've seen representation grow stronger when members are willing to participate, make the drive, and carry the district's voice forward. I would like to close with a question that has reshaped my own understanding of service. If I do not feel represented, what responsibility do I have in helping the General Service Conference better represent the fellowship, or rather than simply reacting to it? Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this conversation.
And next is panel 6, presented to Claudio B.
All right. Aloha. Mi nombre es Claudio, soy alcohólico. I'm an alcoholic, my name is Claudio. I have the joy of serving Area 07, California Northern Interior. When I first got sober, all I wanted was the loneliness, shame, and guilt to go away. I did not think I could live without alcohol, and I sure didn't imagine being up here talking about AA literature. At my first meeting, they asked me to read how it works. It almost scared me out of the rooms. I remember stuttering over words and people trying to help me pronounce them. It was embarrassing. For a while, I started showing up right when the meeting began so they wouldn't ask me to read. Over time, I learned to pronounce the words and even felt like I belong. But deep down, I still didn't know what some of the words' phrases meant. Phrases like frothy emotion appeal seldom suffices. No matter how many times someone explained it, I just couldn't connect. Fast forward to 2024, when I got introduced to a new tool, the Plain Language Big Book. I read the same idea written as begging people to stop drinking never helps. That hit home for me. I could relate. That's when I realized how powerful plain, clear language can be. It helps the message truly stick. When I was given the topic, Plain Language Big Book, Spanish, French, and beyond, my first thought was, yes, let's do every language right now. Warm up the printers. Then my second thought kicked in, which is pause. I don't always do that naturally, but recovery has helped me to learn to slow down and listen. So I did. And what we do in AA is ask others. I got mixed answers. Some were excited, others skeptical. That made me ask the next question. Why was the book created in the first place? The Plain Language Book was created to help people who might struggle to understand the Big Book, those in isolated communities, correctional facilities, and those with reading and comprehension challenges. In other words, it's for those same kind of people I was when I walked in through the doors, people who needed connection and clarity. I actually first heard about the idea of the Big Book, or of the book, back in 2016 when I got involved with General Service. The idea came from an agenda item submitted by an Indigenous AA member or group in Canada. And it caught my attention because I understood that struggle firsthand. That was also the moment I started to take interest in how the service structure works, what the process of agenda item is, and how we let our voices be heard. Here's a quick rundown of how the plain language became real. 2016, the agenda item is proposed to the General Service Conference. 2019, a subcommittee is formed to explore it. 2020, findings are presented. 2021, the conference recommends developing the plain language version. 2022, a writer is chosen. 2023, the delegates read the draft and respond positively. 2024, it's approved, released, and selling out in just a few weeks. Now that the tool is here, the question becomes, what's next? Should we translate it into Spanish and French? Does plain language exist in those languages? The answer is yes, both are real movements that promote clear, accessible communication within their cultures. So this raises an interesting question. Do we simply translate the English plain language big book into those languages? Or do we create new plain language versions based on their existing Spanish, French editions? I think that's where the spirit of AA's traditions come in. A direct translation might sound clear in English ears, but could fail to connect in the same way with another culture. True plain language isn't just about easier words. It's about speaking from the heart in a natural rhythm and expressions of that language. So instead of translating our English plain language edition word for word, maybe the better approach is to let the Spanish and French speaking members craft their own plain language versions, using their culture understanding and their way of communicating hope. Maybe that's the real message behind the phrase beyond. In this topic, going beyond isn't just about more languages. It's about carrying the spirit of accessibility and understanding beyond barriers. Because no matter what language we speak, the hope is the same, that a newcomer pick up that book, whether it's in English, Spanish, or French, can read it, feel it, and hear that quiet voice saying, "You're not alone anymore." Before jumping into translation, though, we need to ask if there's a real need right now. There's already a working group developing the fourth edition of Alcohólicos Anónimos, which they anticipate providing a draft manuscript to the trustees' literature committee in 2026, with the hope that the draft will be forwarded to the 77th General Service Conference. Maybe we let the process play out, see how the fellowship responds, and then revisit whether the plain language Libro Grande is the next step. For some good news, a plain language big book audio version is scheduled for release in June 2026. Imagine what that means for members who connect better through hearing, the message reaching even further. Recently, some members of the Young People's Committee in Area 07 have expressed interest about maybe submitting an agenda item to develop a plain language version for the 12 concepts to make them easier to understand and apply. I also see how plain language could help out in other areas, such as simplifying financial reports. As I shared in my delegate report at our winter assembly, I'm not a numbers person, and I would really appreciate plain language explanation for the finance reports and figures I'll be reviewing this year. Sharing that, I had a few people willing to help me out. I don't know, do we have number and finance sponsors in the program? I want to close with a quick story. Early in sobriety, someone told me not to go to a certain meeting because you had to wear a suit and tie. No way I was doing that. So I stayed away for 7 years. One day I finally decided to see for myself. Turns out only the people dressed up were the ones to the trusted servants. Other people were in flip-flop and shorts. I ended up loving that meeting and made lifelong friends there. That experience reminds me of the quote from Herbert Spencer that's paraphrased in the Plain Language Big Book. There is a mindset that prevents people from accepting new information. It works well against all arguments, keeps people in darkness forever. That mindset is contempt prior to investigation, deciding to dislike new ideas before learning anything about them. That line speaks directly to my heart. When I let other people's opinions or my own fear keep me from trying something, I miss out on incredible opportunities. The same goes for this plain language big book. It's not replacing anything. It's simply another way to carry AA's message to those who might have walked away before they ever had a chance to hear it. And that's what AA has always been about. Removing barriers so that everyone who still suffers can find hope, understanding, and a place to belong. Feliz 24 horas, happy 24 hours. My name is Claudio, and I'm an alcoholic.
And panel six, presenter three, Adrian O.
You guys decided to get dressed this morning. You had to have been here yesterday. Mi nombre es Adrián y soy alcohólico. My name is Adrian and I'm an alcoholic. And I have the honor and pleasure to serve San Diego Imperial Area Assembly Area 08 as the Panel 76 delegate. My home group is the Common Solution Group of Alcoholics Anonymous. We meet on every Friday night at 7:30 in the Normal Heights neighborhood of San Diego. Well, good morning. When I first heard the question, is Lavinia an equal partner in AA, my mind immediately went to finances. I thought, is Lavinia carrying its weight? Is it justifying its cost? But after sitting with the question longer, I realized there's a deeper one underneath it. Does Lavinia receive the same consideration, the same protection, and the same respect as other life-saving tools in Alcoholics Anonymous? Because partnership goes both ways. An equal partner has the same status, the same value, and the same voice. Equal partnership means shared responsibility, not just shared benefit. It means we don't evaluate worth solely by balance sheets, but by impact. So I want to explore two ideas today. Is Lavinia doing its part? And just as importantly, are we doing ours? For those who may not know, Lavinia is AA's meeting in print for Spanish-speaking members of our fellowship. For many members, it is the first place they see their own experience reflected in their own language. It becomes a portable meeting, something that can be carried into homes, hospitals, treatment centers, and correctional facilities. Its existence was never accidental. In 1986, the conference approved a trial tape in Spanish and French, understanding it might operate at a loss, but believing the risk was worth it to carry the message. In 1995, the conference recommended producing a Spanish edition, funded for 5 years by the Reserve Fund, with the understanding that feasibility would later be evaluated. In 2001, it was recommended that Lavinia continue under the Grapevine structure. And in 2010, the conference declared spiritual parity between Grapevine and Lavinia. Equal frequency, equal page count, equal emphasis on content. Spiritual parity, that phrase matters. From the beginning, the conference acknowledged that financial challenges might exist and chose mission over margin. They understood that sometimes the right thing spiritually is not the easiest thing financially. So what changed? We can't talk about finances without acknowledging COVID. Before 2020, the Reserve Fund was already trending toward the lower end of its target range. When meetings shut down or moved online, Seven Tradition contributions dropped significantly. The General Service Board had to draw down millions from the Reserve Fund just to maintain operations. That moment created understandable financial scrutiny. When resources tighten, every expense gets examined. And that scrutiny has extended to Lavinia and Grapevine. Today, the questions are practical ones. Can Lavinia become more self-supporting? Will subscription growth close the gap? Should voluntary contributions be accepted? What role does digital expansion play? These are reasonable questions. Responsible stewardship requires us to ask them. But I want to be careful that financial pressure doesn't cause us to forget spiritual principle. Because if we only measure value in dollars, we risk overlooking lives changed and lives saved. In discussions with Hispanic linguistic districts, I've heard strong support for increasing subscriptions as the primary solution. Many members prefer the print format and are hesitant about digital expansion, and I understand that. Print has a feel, it has a history, it has a presence. There is something sacred about holding recovery in your hands, about dog-earing a page, underlining a sentence, sharing a copy with a newcomer. But we also live in a world that is increasingly digital. Whether we like it or not, the next generation of alcoholics consumes information differently. Many newcomers first encounter recovery on a phone screen. They search for help late at night, quietly, before they ever walk into a meeting. If Lavinia is going to serve future alcoholics, adaptation may be necessary. That may require sacrifice of comfort, of preference, even of long-held ideas. It may require creativity, experimentation, and patience as we find new ways to remain accessible without losing identity. And that sacrifice may not just fall on Spanish-speaking members. It may fall on all of us. Which brings me to the second question, is AA being an equal partner to Lavinia? Do we promote Lavinia subscriptions with the same enthusiasm that we promote other literature? Do assemblies outside predominantly Spanish-speaking areas talk about Lavinia as our responsibility or as someone else's issue? Do we budget for it thoughtfully? Do we educate trusted servants about its purpose? Do we make sure it is visible at events and service workshops? If Lavinia is spiritually equal, then it is structurally and morally shared. Equal partnership means the entire service structure stands behind it, not just linguistic districts that benefit most directly. It means we recognize that language access is not a niche concern, it is fundamental to unity. The foreword to the second edition of the Big Book reminds us that alcohol is no respecter of persons. AA is a cross-section of humanity. Different religions, different cultures, different backgrounds. Historically, differences divide people. In AA, differences strengthen us. Our primary purpose is to carry the message to the alcoholic who still suffers. That alcoholic speaks many languages. They may be undocumented, they may be isolated, they may already feel invisible. If we say we are inclusive, if we say we serve all, then Lavinia is not a side project. It is central to our responsibility. It is one of the ways we make good on our promise that anyone, anywhere, can find recovery in AA. Now, I'm not suggesting we ignore financial realities. Prudence is one of our spiritual principles, but fear is not. We have weathered financial crises before. We have survived 90 years because we balance responsibility with faith. We plan carefully, we review budgets, we ask hard questions, and then we remember why we exist. The question isn't simply, does Lavinia cost money? The question is, what is the cost if we diminish our commitment to it? What is the cost if a newcomer walks into a meeting and cannot fully understand what is being said? What is the cost if a member never sees their culture reflected in our literature? What is the cost if we unintentionally communicate that some voices matter less? Even if one alcoholic cannot access recovery in their language, we have work to do. As we consider agenda items this year, surveys, digital strategy, voluntary contributions, I encourage us to remember that delegates retain the right of decision. Groups have the right of participation. Trustees have the right of implementation. If your group has strong feelings, express them. Have the conversations, ask the questions, offer the ideas. This is our conference, this is our fellowship, and partnership requires participation. Equal partners don't stand on the sidelines, they engage, they contribute, and they share responsibility for the outcome. I want to close with this thought, hopefully not too fast. We don't do service because it guarantees success. We do service because it is aligned with our primary purpose. Lavinia is not simply a publication. It's a spiritual tool, a bridge, a recovery imprint. It's hope and a familiar voice. If we believe in unity, we believe in inclusion, we believe in shared responsibility. Thank you.
And next up, panel six, presenter four, Nathaniel R.
Aloha. Nathaniel Alcoholic. I'm from Area 5, Southern California, District 3. Mi nombre es Nathaniel, soy alcoholico. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Standing before this group today is one of the greatest joys of my life. Thank you to Hawaii Area 17 for putting together PRASA 26. Our question today is, Grapevine in 2026, is AA's meeting in a print still relevant? I conducted a small survey of members to help generate discussion, but first, just a brief piece of my experience, strength, and hope. I want to tell you about my last drink, hopefully one day at a time by the grace of God of this lifetime. On March 7, 2024, my normie wife, who is here with me today, said there's a book you should read called Letting Go. I think it could help you. The author declared God as unconditional love and said AA resonates at this level. I had been searching for unconditional love my whole life, so I went to a meeting. I had no idea I was an alcoholic, even after 50 years of excessive drinking. After some time in meetings, I was standing at a turning point. I was ready to let go, but I hadn't quite surrendered. I was at a sporting event, and I ordered one last glass of wine. After one sip, I knew that I could never drink like a gentleman. And by then, I wanted what you all had, and I was willing to go to any length to get it. So I turned to Dawn and I said, "This may be the last drink of this lifetime." She said, "What's the date?" I said, 8/24/24. She said, "That's a pretty good date." And just then, on the massive jumbotron, across the field popped up, "Happy birthday, Nate." And my name's Nathaniel, people call me Nate. So I'm newer to AA. I just passed 18 months of sobriety, and God willing, I'll stick to that date. And now let me tell you one more quick story, how my sponsor, Bert, tricked me into becoming a GSR. At 30 days of sobriety, he brought me to a meeting. I said, "What is this?" He said, "This is a GSR meeting. You're going to be the alternative, or the alt." And I said, "Alt is great. That means somebody else actually knows what they're doing." A week later, the GSR stepped down, and I became the GSR. And God bless Bert, because general service has become a fundamental part of my sobriety. You folks in this room take responsibility seriously. A year later, when the Grapevine Lavinia chairperson opened for Area 5, Joe Serta had to move into the registrar commitment. My sponsor suggested that I step up, and here I am. So a couple of quick disclaimers, if you will, given my relative newness to AA and to Grapevine Lavinia in particular. When I was new to AA, I did not realize the articles were written by members. I mistakenly believed there was a staff of writers in New York. I have since learned that Grapevine Lavinia is entirely member-written, a fact that has become clear to me through attending several writers' workshops. I have also submitted a short article of my own to Grapevine, along with several photographs to the Grapevine Instagram account for possible publication. And now let's get back to the question at hand. Grapevine in 2026, is AA's meeting in print still relevant? Thank you to my service sponsor, Christy Larson, for recommending surveys to look for a group conscience on this topic. Here are some of the survey responses for members to stir some of your comments. One member told me of the story of a newcomer who was given a Grapevine and then forgot about it in her drinking and found it later and was led to sobriety through its articles. Another member reminded me of what I've read, that Grapevine was originally a channel for Bill to remain influential with the membership through his letters. I was told by a member that the staples of the magazine were removed at some point so that the magazine could be taken into jails. Another member pointed out that the magazine as a physical piece can and is passed around, where a digital copy may not have quite the same feel. And apparently at one time meetings were told to stop reading the joke in the back of the Grapevine because it is not what the magazine was about. In a straight yes-no survey of members, mostly from Area 5, regarding the question, is AA's meeting in print still relevant? Out of 28 responses, there were 27 yeses and one no. Maureen, with 33 years of sobriety, wrote, "When the Grapevine started, there was no internet. Now people can go online, hear a speaker, hear step workshops, and even hear conventions. We have a lot of access to the computer now that we didn't have when the Grapevine started." Another member wrote, "Yes, it is still relevant and useful, especially for situations where you have no access to the internet." Pasadena Ed wrote, "Christ, for 45 years in the program, I never laid eyes on the Grapevine. Only in the last year have we started using it for a small meeting that I attend." Another member wrote, "Yes, we need it for jails." Janine T., who proclaims she is an alcoholic and a real grapehead, wrote, "It's about organizing Grapevine issues, gifting sobriety issues, and noting stories on traditions and meeting topics. And if I gave her my S date, she would send me an issue from that month and offered one of the most interesting suggestions. I am wondering about possible commissions to intergroup/central office for AA Grapevine sales." Bert R., with 38 years sobriety, wrote, I believe it comes down to accessibility. Many of the editions get into more than one set of hands. Many readers of the print editions do not have or are not comfortable accessing digital formats, since accessibility is one of our driving desires as a fellowship. Then having a printed version of Grapevine is more than just relevant. It is a necessary tool to reach out to alcoholics. Brian P. wrote, another thing I've heard about printed Grapevines and Lavinia's throughout the years is that they work better than a lot of other literature as outreach tools to both alcoholics and also to professionals and potential friends of AA. They're a lot more attractive at first glance and to flip through, and the stories are current and share experiences of current members and show what AA is like today, and it's much easier to just read an article or two to get some idea of what our program is like or about, rather than digging into the big book or some pamphlets. And then the one member who wrote no to the question was answering based on the perception that AA is having a challenging time shifting from an old school publisher to a digital publisher and is experiencing financial issues because of this shift. This feedback was based on a concern for AA's financial underpinning being jeopardized by the Grapevine Lavinia publications. We look forward to your comments on this important matter. Thank you so much to Higher Power and everyone who works to keep the doors at AA open. I'm Nathaniel Alcoholic. Thank you for letting me be of service.
And panel six, presenter five, Berenice M.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Berenice, and I'm an alcoholic. Before we start with my topic, I just want to say that my brain was going like, do I do it in English? Do I do it in Spanish? English, Spanish, English, Spanish. Okay, English, study, read, study, read. And then, a few minutes ago, Español, señores. Okay, well, buenos días a todos. Mi nombre es Berenice, y soy la DCMC, CMCD, del Distrito Lingüístico 16, Área 03, Arizona. Mi fecha de sobriedad es 27 de septiembre del 2007. Reciban un cordial saludo del mejor grupo del mundo en Chandler, Arizona, y el Distrito 16.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good day, everyone. My name is Berenice, DCMC of Linguistic District 16, Area 03, Arizona. My sobriety date is September 27, 2007. Please receive a cordial greeting from my most precious group, Liberacion in Charter, Arizona, and my District 1606. Oh, zero. Sorry.
El tema que se me asignó el día de hoy es visualizando el futuro.
The topic that was assigned for me today is visioning the future
o administrando el rezago
or managing the backlog.
Este tema es de gran importancia para nuestra comunidad, ya que ha estado salvando vidas desde 1935 y continúa fortaleciendo su compromiso de mantenerse en este relevante en un mundo en constante cambio, asegurando que las futuras generaciones encuentren un mensaje claro, accesible de recuperación.
The topic is of great significance to our fellowship, as AA has been saving lives since 1935 and continues strengthening its commitment to remain relevant in a constant changing world, ensuring that the future generations encounters a clear and accessible message of recovery.
Cuando la responsabilidad fue confiada a los grupos en la primera conferencia de servicios generales en abril de 1951, se estableció una sólida base. Se estableció una sólida base de liderazgo compartido y responsabilidad colectiva. Esa decisión aseguró que AA no dependería de individuos, sino de la conciencia colectiva de la comunidad.
When responsibility was entrusted to the groups at the first General Service Conference in April in 1951, a strong foundation of shared leadership and collective accountability was established. That decision ensured that AA would not depend on individuals, but on the collective conscience of the fellowship.
En los últimos años, nuestra conferencia ha trabajado de manera constante y diligente. Los resultados se reflejan un progreso significativo, especialmente en la era digital, donde diversas plataformas se han convertido en herramientas esenciales para llevar el mensaje y continuar alcanzando a quienes aún sufren de la enfermedad del alcoholismo.
In recent years, our conference has worked consistently and diligently. The results reflect minimal progress, especially in the digital area, where various platforms have become essential tools to carry the message and continue reaching those who still suffer from the disease of alcoholism.
Hoy tenemos el podcast de Alcohólicos Anónimos Servicios Mundiales y Grapevine y La Viña, versión del lenguaje sencillo del Libro Grande. Libro Grande en español, cuarta edición con historias actualizadas, presencia en Instagram y YouTube, la aplicación de Meeting Guide, la aplicación Grapevine La Viña, el uso de LinkedIn para conectar con profesionales, reuniones virtuales de conferencia, evaluaciones continuas de las finanzas de la Grapevine La Viña, literatura disponible en 38 plataformas digitales, literatura de y Grapevine La Viña disponibles en computadoras de prisiones, el folleto La Palabra Dios, inclusión de los grupos en línea dentro de nuestra estructura de servicio.
Today we have podcast for AAWS in Grapevine La Viña, plain language version of the Big Book, Spanish Big Book, fourth edition with updated stories, presence on Instagram and YouTube, the Meeting Guide app, the Grapevine La Viña app, use of LinkedIn to connect with professionals, virtual conference meetings, ongoing evaluation of Grapevine La Viña finances, literature available on 38 digital platforms, literature in La Grapevine La Viña available on prison's computers, the God Word pamphlet, inclusion of online groups within our service structure.
Además, me gustaría compartirles que desde mi llegada en Alcohólicos Anónimos, observé que la participación de mujeres hispanas en nuestros grupos es limitada. En el 2019 iniciamos una reunión de mujeres, lo cual generó diferentes perspectivas respecto a la interpretación de nuestros principios. Más adelante, durante un foro de servicios generales en mi subdistrito, se organizó el primer panel de mujeres y ahí fuimos invitadas al cuarto taller de mujeres hispanas por nuestra entonces custodia de la región del Pacífico, Katy F. Allí confirmamos que es completamente consistente con nuestros principios y tradiciones reunirnos como mujeres dentro de Alcohólicos Anónimos.
Additionally, I would like to share that since my arrival in AA, I observed the participation of Hispanic women in our groups was limited. In 2019, we initiated a women's meeting, which generated different perspectives regarding the interpretation of our principles. Later, during a general service forum in my subdistrict, the first woman panel was organized, and there we were invited to the fourth Hispanic Women's Workshop by our Pacific Regional Trustee, Katy F. There, we confirmed that it's entirely consistent with our principles and traditions to gather as women within AA.
En el 2021 tuvimos el honor de ser sede del sexto taller de mujeres hispanas en el área 03. Hoy la reunión de mujeres continúa activa y se ha establecido el primer grupo de mujeres en el distrito 16, llamado Por la Gracia de Dios, junto con el primer comité de apoyo a la mujer hispana en nuestro distrito. Esta experiencia ha fortalecido mi compromiso con el servicio y me ha motivado a animar a mujeres hispanas a participar en servicios generales. Actualmente sirvo como DCMC de mi distrito y también somos bendecidos de contar con nuestra compañera Alejandra sirviendo como DCM de nuestro distrito 17.
In 2021, we had the honor of hosting the 6th Hispanic Women's Workshop in Area 03. Today, the women's meeting remains active, and the first women's group in District 1600, por la gracia de Dios, which means grace of God, has been established, along with the first Hispanic Women's Support Committee in our district. This experience has strengthened my commitment to service and has motivated me to encourage Hispanic women to participate in general service. I currently serve as a DCMC of my district, and we are also blessed to have our fellow member, Alejandra, serving as DCM in the new Linguistic District 17.
Para mí, esta experiencia también representa una visión hacia el futuro de nuestra comunidad. Ya que demuestra que estamos avanzando progresivamente, fortaleciendo la participación y llevando el mensaje de recuperación a la mujer hispana, asegurando que más mujeres se encuentren un espacio de servicio, crecimiento y unidad.
For me, this experience also represents a vision for the future of our community, as it demonstrates that we are progressive advancing, strengthening participation and carrying the message of recovery to Hispanic women, ensuring that more women find a space for service, growth, and unity.
Es inimaginable que la Junta de Servicios Generales lleve una carga significativa de trabajo que requiere una administración responsable. Sin embargo, el progreso alcanzado demuestra que el trabajo se está realizando con visión estratégica y perspectiva en el futuro.
It is undeniable that the General Service Board carries a significant workload that requires responsible management. However, the progress achieved demonstrates that the work is being carried out with strategic vision and a forward-looking perspective.
Visualizar el futuro no significa abandonar nuestro pasado. Significa honrar nuestras tradiciones mientras adoptamos una innovación responsable. Administrar el rezago no es reaccionar con temor, sino responder con fe, estructura y unidad.
Visioning the future does not mean abandoning our past. It means honoring our traditions while embracing responsibility, innovation. Managing the backlog is not about reacting in fear, but about responding with faith, structure, and unity.
Cada avance debe servir un propósito fundamental, alcanzar al que aún sufre, preservando siempre la base espiritual de nuestro programa y a Dios como cada uno concebimos.
Every advancement must serve for one fundamental purpose, to reach the alcoholic who still suffers, while always preserving the spiritual foundation of our program and God, as each of us understand him.
Como se establece en nuestro noveno concepto, el liderazgo en Alcohólicos Anónimos es esencial. El verdadero liderazgo no se ejerce mediante autoridad, sino a través del servicio, guiado por los principios, humildad y confianza a un poder superior.
As stated in our ninth concept, leadership is essential. Leadership in AA is essential. True leadership is not exercised through authority, but through service, guided by principles, humility, and trust in a higher power.
El trabajo que realizamos hoy puede marcar la diferencia en la vida de alguien que aún no ha nacido y que estará destinado a enfrentar la enfermedad del alcoholismo. Quizás nunca conozcamos a esta persona, pero nuestros esfuerzos presentes harán posible su recuperación futura. Gracias, felices 24 horas.
The work what we do today may make a difference in life of someone not yet born who will be destined to face the disease of alcoholism. We may never meet that person, but our but our present efforts will make their future recovery possible. Thank you for your attention and happy 24 hours.
The floor is now open for sharing on the presentations. There are four microphones on the floor. Please line up and you will be selected one at a time. I'd like to remind everyone of the 2-minute limit and 4-minute limit for those requiring interpretation. The clock starts after you introduce yourself. Quiet down, feisty people, come on. Please do not come to the microphone for a second time until everyone else is in line has had a chance to share first. Please keep your comments to the topic of the panel. We invite Spanish speakers to come to the mic. Volunteer interpreters are available. All right, let's start here. Let's go.
Hey, I told you guys I loved coming to the mic, so I'm here again. Hi, I'm Aaron. I'm an alcoholic.
Aaron.
And I do love this topic, absolutely. Gabriel, I think you did a fabulous job on letting us know about like when the fellowship doesn't feel represented, it's because they're not informed, right? And to learn the structure, and that's exactly what I've experienced as well. It's when I started getting into service and started learning more about the traditions and concepts and how the service structure works and actually being a GSR, being a DCM, getting my hands dirty in it, that I started to learn how the process works and where it could be broken too. You know, there are certain situations where we're wondering, wait, this doesn't feel like the connection that we should be having. This doesn't feel like the upside down triangle. How can we get involved and what we can do to be a part of that as well? Which brings me to the conference priorities, right? Visioning the future and managing, or are we managing the backlog, right? Go to your regionals. Regionals give you so much information when it comes to this. The next Pacific Regional is in December. There is a booth back there that has all the information, your invites, your QR code, your button, whatever you need, by all means. This is, the regionals are amazing. When you go to those, you get to talk to the people that are part of these conferences, that are part of New York, that come down and you get to talk to them. You get to see Scott and Bob. It's a lot in his socks. It's great. But you also get to talk to them face to face. You get to ask them those questions and they're going to be honest with you. They're going to talk to you about it. And they love and respect that. And that is where we get a lot of our information, I think. I've gotten a lot out of the regionals when it comes to that. So please, I highly recommend that people, yes, I'm so glad you're at PRASA. Stay involved, get informed, and be a part of. Thank you so much.
And before I move on to the next mic, it is already 10:30, so that means the panel will end in 15 minutes, and we wanna let as many people share as possible. Next person to my right.
Good morning, Debbie Davis, alcoholic. And I'm a AA member in Area 06. And I just celebrated a few weeks ago 50 years of sobriety, and I am unapologetically old school with a willingness to be in the present, which is the future to me. I am what I call a literature mule. I travel all over the world and I take rollerboards full of literature, primarily grapevines. So the grapevine is extremely relevant to me. I remember back in the 90s that the subscriptions were over 120,000. Now they're half of that, if that. And the online apps did not fill in that difference. So I really hope that we continue to pass this beautiful treasure on. I take it to remote communities, and it is past the desks of many AA meetings. and it's easy to pass on. I, like Nathaniel said, I can't pass on my app off my phone. So the beauty of the grapevine in other literature is a joy to bring. I contact the areas before I go, and I ask them, what can I bring you? And I always bring them literature and lots, hundreds of grapevines. Now, don't think I'm completely altruistic, because if I bring a roll-a-board full of literature and I empty that, that has room for shopping. So, thank you.
Next up in the back right, my right.
If I get it on, Brandon, alcoholic, District 12, Area 6. On the topic of the meeting in print, I'm not well at technology. I was on vacation in Reno, and I kept trying to Google a meeting, and it kept sending me to a suicide hotline, the irony of life, right? So I ended up not wanting to wake up my wife. I called that suicide hotline, and she led me to the Triangle, which is my second home group, which I go to still to this day. This morning, I was looking for a meeting. I had that little red card. I scanned the QR code. I could not get to a meeting list. I was losing my mind. So I ended up Googling and calling the hotline they had. It was like for newcomers. And she kept wanting, like, are you new? No, ma'am, I need a meeting. Where's the closest meeting to me? It took about 20 minutes, but finally I gave her my sobriety date and my time. And she said, oh, and literally said, we'll text you, and hung up on me. A little rude, but I got what I wanted, and I have a meeting. A meeting in print is so important. I've been to quite a few conferences, my first PRASA, and I ask every conference, why do we not have a meeting in print at the information table at every area that we go to? I just think that would make it easier for the people who visit to get to the meetings they would like to go to. Thank you.
Next up in the back to my left.
My name is Elva, and I'm going to need interpretation, please. I'm going to speak in Spanish. Am I had interpretation? Yes.
Sí.
Thank you.
Yes. Go
okay.
ahead.
Escuchando hoy todos los temas, me inspiró bastante.
Listening to all these items that you guys talk about, it inspired me.
Y saqué algo y que escribí, lo voy a compartir con ustedes.
I wrote something and I want to share with you.
Y lo voy a compartir cuando vaya allá al distrito, al área, si me dan la oportunidad, y a mi grupo.
I'm going to share with my area, my district, and my group.
Y posiblemente sea algo que ustedes ya saben.
And maybe something that you guys know.
Pero esto no todos lo saben.
But not everybody knows it.
So, un recordatorio.
As you remember,
cuando soy un servidor,
when I'm a trusted servant,
tengo que recordar,
I have to remember,
que cargo con la camiseta todo el tiempo.
I have that t-shirt always.
Cuando digo la camiseta, estoy hablando de la camiseta de fútbol.
When I'm talking about a t-shirt, I'm talking about the, what I'm doing.
Y eso es una responsabilidad.
And that's the reason why I'm here.
De cómo actúo todo el tiempo.
How do I act always?
Con mis compañeros.
With my friends.
En especial con los nuevos. Gracias.
Especially with the newcomer. Thank you.
The mic up front to my left.
I'm an alcoholic. My name's Josh. I'm the DCM. Sorry.
You got this.
I'm an alcoholic. My name's Josh. I'm the DCMC for District 5, Area 9. I came into service in 2016, and this is my first PRASA. So thank you guys. Somebody asked me last night what took me so long, and you know, it's very eye-opening. Gabriel, thank you very much. You know, I'm lucky to have my area meeting 20 minutes from home. Farthest is 45 minutes. For you to drive 100 miles is amazing. So thank you for your service. Thank you, guys.
Next up to my right.
I'm Joan B. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm from Area 9, District 17. So far, I haven't seen any of my people from that district, so if you are here, maybe raise your hands or something, and I'll... Anyway, I have some new friends over here. They're from Area 8.
They're really fun. anyway, Roxanne and Cindy, they both encouraged me to come up here. I became a first-time GSR in January. I've only been to one district meeting because I had a hip replacement. And so I'm very new to this. And the one thing that I have is I have a wonderful service sponsor. Be a service sponsor. Anyway, this is not going to be my first PRASA. It's not going to be my first anything. I've been sober since 2003, but this is the first time that I've actually come to one of these assemblies. So I'm really having a great time, and I thank you all.
Thanks. Back to my right.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm an alcoholic from Area 69, state of Utah. Hello. Second PRASA, first time at the mic. All right. I just wanted to say thank you so much to the panelists. Accessibility is, I think, probably in my heart, one of the most important things. I was out to breakfast after a meeting, and some people were talking about, will AA be here in 100 years, you know? And I thought, hands down, absolutely, of course. But there were actually people in that group that didn't agree and said, I don't think so. I don't think AA will survive. And it's funny, it's like I didn't come up here to talk about that, but that's what spirit is moving through me at the moment. You know, AA being accessible is essential, whether it's the language of translation or interpretation. One of the most beautiful things I've encountered is the ADA, ASL, American Sign Language Big Book. You'd think, oh, well, they can just read the book in their language. No, that is their language. There is no there. It's all us, right? If you get an opportunity, it is for free on YouTube. Watch American Sign Language and read the captions. It's not an exact translation. It's an interpretation. It's an understanding in that communication that is so beautiful. I appreciated that even if one alcoholic cannot access AA literature in their language, there is work to do. Thank you for saying that, Adrian. Real quick, in Salt Lake Central Office, we have a book called Big Book, Small World, and Charlie T, many of you might know him, has collected over 64 languages of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and there is an interactive wall that shows the language in the time frame that it was interpreted in those languages, and it's exciting. However, there's massive areas of the map that are dark. So I'm in the process working with some other folks to get that digitized. Come see me if you have any ideas.
And we have time for one more, and it's you back in the left.
Sí, hola, buenas tardes. Soy Javier, soy alcohólico.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Javier, and I am an alcoholic.
Gracias a la presentación del Grevan y la Viña.
Thank you for the presentation for Grevan and la Viña.
A los MCDs y al CMCDC.
To the GSR and the DCMCs.
Es donde hemos agarrado esa experiencia para seguir sirviendo.
And that's how we have it for the experiences to continue serving.
Gracias al Área 5 por el apadrinamiento que me dio.
Thank you for Area 5 for the sponsorship that they gave me.
Y ahora nuestra Área 72 que me está apoyando.
And now the Area 72 that is supporting us.
En este evento del 30 aniversario de La Viña.
On this event for the 30th anniversary of La Viña.
Y la Viña y la Grevine no es para hacernos millonarios.
And the Grevine and la Viña is not for us to make us millionaires.
Quedó sentado que es para escribir historias de alcohólicos anónimos.
Is to write stories for Alcoholics Anonymous.
Y eso es lo que estamos haciendo, llevar el mensaje escrito.
And that is what we're doing, to carry the written message.
Por eso es que seguimos haciendo esas revistas.
That's why we continue doing those magazines.
Y las vamos a seguir comprando porque son nuestras historias.
And we're going to continue purchasing them because they are our histories.
Y esas historias están llegando no solo a Estados Unidos y Canadá.
And those stories are not only reaching United States and Canada.
Ahorita están llegando hasta Europa.
Now it's reaching all the way to Europe.
O sea que hasta allá está llegando nuestro mensaje.
And our message is being carried all the way down there.
Y vamos a seguir comprando la viña.
And we're going to continue purchasing the grapevine. I mean, gracias. La viña.
We are out of time for this panel. For those who wanted to share but did not get the opportunity, there's a What's on Your Mind session on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. We're much